Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Schallert, administrator at the Northern California Community Blood Bank, with a community comment. I have provided community comments regarding training in blood banking we have been doing at the Uyo University Teaching Hospital in southwestern Nigeria. Our team spent 6 weeks in 2010 and 2011 doing assessments and training in blood banking and have demonstrated success. Voluntary blood collections have increased from virtually zero to 22%. We made a 5-year commitment to improve safety and availability of blood for the hospital, and our original plan was to travel again in 2012 for further follow-up training. Unfortunately, the U.S. State Department recommended only essential travel to Nigeria, so we did not return last year. We had made a commitment to our colleagues, so an alternate plan was developed. A team came to the United States for training and to see what should be their long-term objectives. Northern California Community Blood Bank staff spent 5 days with our colleagues training in public relations, donor recruitment, blood component manufacturing, and immunohematology. St. Joseph Hospital provided training regarding transfusion, so the team was able to complete the donor vein to patient vein training. The team spent a week at Blood Source in Sacramento and worked with them on similar topics and explored possible video conferencing for training as well as telemedicine options. Finally, they traveled to Arlington, Virginia for the America's Blood Center's annual meeting, where they participated in an international blood safety forum as well as the scientific, medical, technical, and administrative training provided by ABC. We are in the process of identifying equipment they will need to have successful blood drives, knowing a small van that can carry staff, donor beds, and related supplies are needed. We'll be asking some local service clubs, especially Rotary clubs, for assistance. The team remarked when leaving the North Coast, patients here are blessed with a wonderful blood bank and supportive community. So much was shared, and they want to assure all of us they will not disappoint. They will be successful in having a safe and adequate supply of blood. It was 1 week ago today that the terrible tragedy at the Boston Marathon occurred, and only a few days ago that the explosions in West Texas. Great skill by first responders and staff at hospitals saved so many. Our hearts go out to families who lost loved ones. In both tragedies, blood donors had given blood in the days before, and lives were saved because blood was on the shelves ready for those patients. In Nigeria, when tragedy occurs, many patients die because blood is not there. Over 250,000 patients, including women in childbirth, accident victims, children with malaria, and other trauma, die because blood is not available. Our colleagues there are committed to changing that and to become a center of excellence. They will train others and provide blood to other hospitals throughout their state so safe volunteer blood is always available. Northern California Community Blood Bank, our partners at Blood Source, Rotary International, Global Healing, the Foundation for America's Blood Centers, and Safe Blood Africa will continue to assist. As I've said numerous times when explaining our involvement in a country so far away, since we can do this, we must. It continues to be an honor to represent your Northern California Community Blood Bank and the Rotary Club of Eureka. This has been Tom Schallert with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.